Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget all the other things you can do on the website, including listening to archives of interviews that I've had, visits that I've had with our good friend and our guest this half hour, Mr. Jim Ballard. Jim is the author of What's the Rush? He's the author of Mind Like Water. He's the co-author of many more books, including Well Done, which you many of you have seen on bookstores and that you own yourself because it's an outstanding book. He's our good friend, Jim Ballard. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks so much.
It's good to have you back. And yeah. and there's a new sequel to Well Done coming out, right?
It's going to be, well, the working title is Whale Balanced because it's about the craziness, you know, about the craziness that we all live in. And I'm glad that we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning.
Well, I am too. You wanted to talk about defining moments. I'm really glad that you want to talk about this because I think that when you tell us what you have on your mind, my audience is going to be saying, they're going to be nodding their heads saying, yeah, I know about that. So go ahead, Jim.
Sure.
Tell us what you mean.
We're talking about universals here. Well, Jim, I'd like to set a little context for this defining moments discussion by just saying that people are starting to wake up to the fact that that maybe life in the slow lane was a good idea after all. Meaning that there are even societies that are forming to call Take Back Your Time, slowness advocacy groups, saying live life in the slow lane, eat slow food, and so on, because they're beginning to realize that the electronic world has put us all on leashes, you know. So there are companies, big companies, that are telling people not to check their office email and phone messages on weekends. To break those leashes, you know, to get back to the family. There are whole towns that are instituting one night a week for, you know, no lessons or sports. Just stay home with your family, turn the TV set off, and
get back
to what's important.
But not the radio, right?
I don't know. But when we talk about this, when we talk about defining moments, I'm talking about this speeded up world because it's so hard to kind of get back sometimes to what really is important. There's so many interruptions. On a typical day, office workers have 7 interruptions an hour, and that's 56 a day.
Right.
And 80% of those are trivial. They have nothing to do with what we're up to.
Are you saying that the speed of which we're traveling, that we're handling all this light speed technology, it makes us want to move that much faster? Are you saying that that's causing us to miss defining moment opportunities?
I think it's helping us to forget our defining moments. So what is a defining moment? It's one of those experiences, and everybody, I hope, can remember one now as I say this, in which you remember what you are, who you are. Something stops you. Something raises a curtain in your mind, and everything that's happened up to that time seems to have led you to that moment. Sometimes you don't realize it until afterward, but oftentimes it's at the time. And so I think that there's great value in looking at the defining moments that tell you what your purpose is in life, that remind you of what you came to do and who you really are, regardless of what other people say or what you thought in this hurry-scurry stuff.
And this is some kind of a cosmic point in your life where all of the things that have happened to you sort of come together in a little concentrated way, and that's telling you something, and we need to make sure we don't miss what it's telling us.
That's a great description of it because I think can you think of moments like that, Jim?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
I think that it takes slowing down. And going inside and maybe even being reminded by in a conversation like this or something that we read to make us stop and look up and say, you know, what was going on with me then? How have I gotten away from that with all of this busyness that I have? Am I going to come to the end and say, gee, I never did what I came to do because I forgot along the way? So I think the moments are there to wake us up.
Well, I think you're right, and one of the things, and I've talked about this before, and I've written about this, Jim. I think that there are times there's a time in the day when you're more likely to have a defining moment, and I think that's in the morning, right after you wake up, immediately after waking up. I think
that's when it is for me. Yeah.
Now, it doesn't always happen in the morning, but I do think that if there ever is a time when I am metaphysically more conducive to being, you know, being available to a defining moment, it's before I walk out the front door. It's you know, sitting on the side of the bed after I wake up, or in the shower or something like that.
Well, that's good for you, Jim, because so many people hit the floor running these days, you know.
Well, and I do too, But there's something about, you know, and you know that there's, you know, that Jim, there's research that has been done that says that, you know, your brain wakes up differently. One side of your brain wakes up later than the other side. And
yes.
And that so that might be a good time to go back to what you were saying, to allow, maybe schedule an extra 15 minutes in the morning just to be all by yourself.
I really think so. I really believe in that sort of what Joseph Campbell called a sacred space. You know, getting back in touch with sort of the stage manager before you go out there on stage and start acting, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you can plan for a defining moment?
I think that being open to it is part of it, but I think most of them come unplanned. I think you can't really set it up, except that, you know, the way people talk about creativity, they say you don't sit around and wait for an idea to hit. Creativity
right.
happens when you're writing or when you're drawing or when
right.
you're in the process of doing what you want to be creative about.
But I do think you have to, and I agree with that, but I do think you have to help it. I think you have to make yourself available and prepare yourself to be a vessel that can be used by that moment, by that creativity. And I want to talk about that when we come back after these messages. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 after. We're having a great visit, as you know, with our good friend Mr. Jim Ballard, the author of Mind Like Water, the author of What's the Rush, the co-author of Well Done, and the soon-to-be-published book, Well Balanced. Stay with us.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour.
They say there's always...
I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and they're the Drifters. Yeah, I bet Jim Ballard remembers the Drifters, don't you, Jim?
Well, I do. I, you know, but I'm a little older than that.
Well,
my younger sister was listening to that stuff.
I don't think so. I think that was your generation. Anyway, and my generation, Jim. Hey, Jim, we're talking about defining moments. And by the way, your books are available wherever books are sold. I know they are because I see them all over the place.
Well, that's probably so. I'm glad you see them.
Oh, yeah. No, I see them. People just, they're just flying off the shelf, Jim. People just, people.
But I'll tell you, you know, people are always, you know, you write a book and then pretty soon people are saying, well, what else you got?
And what have you done for me lately, huh?
Yeah. And the book that you mentioned earlier, which is called What's the Rush, is
right.
really just sort of, I think people are just kind of coming into whether they read that book or not. It's this wake-up that they're getting now that I mentioned earlier with these societies about take back your time and so on, these cities that are trying to slow things down, get families together. I think there's sort of a danger point here that we could talk about, not only the benefits of exploring and recalibrating to your defining moments, but also, you know, taking back your purpose and your values, because those, when you get rushed and fast and things just are in a blur, then you get out of touch with those things, those parts of you that are the real you. And you were talking about two parts of us, you know, that take different amounts of time to wake
right.
up in the morning.
Right.
You know, one of those is the self, whether you call it a brain hemisphere or not. It's the soul. It's the self that's guiding throughout this. And if we don't listen to that part of us, that higher part of us, and we're just always kind of playing to the little guy, the little self, mm-hmm. then we're not in touch with what we really came to do. I'm very concerned about that as the world speeds up.
Well, as you know, Jim, that's something that I certainly talk about a lot, and you call it the soul. I like to think of it as the spirit. It's the energy that drives this protoplasm around that we call our body. But one of the things I wanted to mention, Jim, was about what I said. I said something about planning or anticipating a defining moment. I'm not saying that you say, okay, I need one of these. I'm ready for it. I want it right now. I'm not saying that, okay, sometime this week I'm going to have one. I'm just saying that you listen to what Jim Ballard says. You believe that you will have a defining moment. And I think everybody has these. And just be open to the concept, open to the idea that if something starts happening where things starts, you know, maybe for like 8 seconds, things get really clear. You have this clarifying moment.
Yeah.
And then that's when you say, hey, wait a minute. That's what Ballard was talking about. I'm going to slow down a minute.
I like it that you said that you open your mind and your heart to it. And be aware of it. It's like you and I have talked about winks before, which are those little serendipity moments that kind of, it's like the universe is winking at you.
Right.
When something unexpected comes together and happens for you and makes you stop and wonder.
Right.
And if you're open to winks, I always like to say research shows that people who are looking for winks get more of them.
I think you're right.
So that's what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
That's what you're saying about defining moments.
And the other thing, Jim, specifically about small business owners, whenever people who want to be a small business owner, people try so hard to be a small business owner, and they don't know what they want to do. They don't know what business they want to go in. They write me all the time, I want to own my own business, but what should I go into? I don't know how to do this. And what I tell them is something they often don't want to hear. I say, you know what? If it's meant to be, it will come. You just have to keep your ears open for what's the right thing for you to do. But it might not be today.
That's right.
If you don't know what it is, you got to wait for it to formulate in your mind. And that's what I meant when I say prepare for it. And that's by that I mean just make yourself receptive to these things.
Those are words of wisdom from Jim Blassingame, folks.
So, all right. You have some practical ways to work with defining moments, though, Jim. Talk to us about those.
One of the things I often think about is I wonder if you went up to people on the street and you said to them, you know, what's your mission in life? How many people would be able to rattle it off, you know, and tell
right.
you?
Right.
And so spending time creating a personal mission statement, to me, makes a lot of sense in getting back in touch with yourself. And I have some suggestions for a way to do that.
Okay.
One of them is to sit down with a piece of paper and list some of your positive characteristics. What are the things you seem to have been born with? People have always said about you, you're good at this. Or maybe they're skills that you've honed since.
Mm-hmm.
Then make a second list of ways that you support and encourage other people and are of value to other people. In other words, maybe you're a good listener. Maybe your sense of humor works. Maybe
mm-hmm.
you're a good organizer. Maybe you're a good counselor. Maybe, you know, and list those ways that you're effective with people. Now you've got two lists.
Right.
Things about me and ways that I'm effective with people. And finally, think about a one or two statement definition of your perfect world. Like if you had it the way you wanted, what would it look like?
Right.
Then put all those things together into a statement that goes like this. My mission is to use my, and then you pick out some of the top things you put in the first list.
Right. Go ahead.
Two, and then you put how you help people.
Right.
So that, and then you put down your perfect world so that you can contribute to that.
Well said, Jim. Good job today, as always. Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise. Quick break. I'll be right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.